Braden, would you agree that you guys played very well for long stretches, maybe just three or four shifts that made the difference?
Yeah, we had areas where we played well, but we played in their strengths a little bit too much at times. But, you know, we had our chances, too. It was one of those games that there's a lot of chances at both ends, so you never know really what's going to happen. It's probably going to come down to a bounce or something like they got.
Braden, that's a couple times you guys have given up a two-goal lead. I mean, is there something you guys could be doing differently when you're up in that situation?
I thought we'd got better at that through the series in Columbus. Obviously, there's some things we'd like to work on that way, but same time, it's you know, their goals they scored, they were just kind of strange plays. Especially the last one is one of those that's just a weird bounce.
Is there, on either of those tips, would you have wanted to play those any differently?
It's hard to say because it's one of those situations where you say it's 50-50 when there's two layers of screens. You obviously want to shift into the deflection area, and I was shifting into both guys that were in front of me, not the high guys. Especially that last one that kind of just hit him. It wasn't a planned thing, so you know, I have to look at him again, but off the top of my head, that's what happens when you have deflections.
Braden, what do you do to get rid of this game, to put it behind you? How long do you give yourself to be upset about it?
I don't know. You just you watch the film and go over what you can do better. And tomorrow you come to the rink with the mindset that you're going to become a better player and you're going to be more focused and better prepared.
What was Barry's message? What was the veteran leader's message after the game?
No, it's just that it's game one. Let's keep, you know, you got to refocus as quick as you can if you're going to have success.